A word for you from Jeremiah 16 verse 20. Can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. And this is spoken with an exclamation mark after the word gods, because God says it with contempt. And he is calling us just to think logically. In one place it says, come, let us reason together. Let's think about this. God is not illogical. Yes, it's true that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, but there are some things that are so plain and obvious that surely you should think clearly about them. And so here's the question, can man make for himself gods? Now, we would answer yes, he can. He can set up idols. He can make money his god. He can set up gods in his house. He can make a god even of his children. He can make a god of his career. But God here says very simply, such are not gods. In other words, they have no power, no omniscient, omnipotent power. It is not sovereign. It can make no decisions for you. In fact, you've simply erected yourself as your god. Because any god that you set up, or that you drift into over time, you slide into it, those things, the living God says, those things are not gods. They are incapable of saving you. They cannot change your destiny. They will only ruin you, is what God says in other places, here in the same book of Jeremiah. Such are not gods. Now let's take God's logic and say, Lord, you are right, because this logic is true. This is truth itself. Such are not gods, in that they are incapable of doing anything for you. Now, at the time, the Israelites were making gods of the Gentiles. They had simply copied what the pagans around them were doing. And the Lord says with such contempt, such are not gods. You have made them. Can't you see it? Well, very often we don't see it. It is because we are blinded by the gods that we have set up. Or we say we just don't believe in the living God. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe. The thing that you living for, that is your God. But it is not a God. It is incapable of saving you. It cannot set your destiny except take you to hell if you continue to serve it and refuse to worship the living God as revealed through our Lord Jesus Christ.